Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're covering some of the most important core skills you'll need for your WJEC GCSE Mathematics exam. And honestly, these are the skills that come up again and again in almost every single paper. We're going to work through five big areas together: solving linear equations, the order of operations, translating real-world problems into maths, interpreting data from tables and charts, and using ratio and percentage. By the end of this episode, you'll have a solid grip on each one, plus some really practical exam tips that could save you marks on the day. So grab a pen and paper, because the best way to use this podcast is to pause, try the examples yourself, and then come back to check. Ready? Let's go. Let's start with the order of operations, because this is the foundation everything else is built on. You've probably heard of BODMS, or BODMS if you prefer. Either way, the idea is exactly the same. It stands for brackets, indices, division, multiplication, addition, subtraction. That's the order you must follow when evaluating any expression. Here's why this matters. If someone asks you to calculate 3 plus 4 multiplied by 2, the answer is not 14. If you just work left to right, you'd get 7 times 2, which is 14, but that's wrong. Multiplication comes before addition in BODMS. So you do 4 times 2 first, which gives 8, and then add 3 to get 11. The correct answer is 11. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, and it costs marks every single year. The key rule to remember: multiplication and division have equal priority, so you do those left to right. Same with addition and subtraction, equal priority left to right. Brackets always come first, no exceptions. Now let's move on to solving linear equations. A linear equation is one where the unknown, usually x, appears to the power of 1. No squares, no cubes, just plain x. The golden rule of solving equations is, whatever you do to one side, you must do to the other. Think of it like a perfectly balanced set of scales. If you add weight to one side, you have to add the same weight to the other. Or the balance tips, here's a worked example. Solve 2x plus 5 equals 13. Step 1. Subtract 5 from both sides. That gives you 2x equals 8. Step 2, divide both sides by 2. That gives you x equals 4. And here's the crucial step that most students skip. Check your answer by substituting back. Put x equals 4 back into the original equation. 2 times 4 is 8, plus 5 is 13. Yes, that matches the right-hand side, so x equals 4 is correct. What if there are brackets? Expand them first. For example, 3 times the bracket x minus 2 equals 9. Expand the brackets, 3x minus 6 equals 9. Add 6 to both sides, 3x equals 15. Divide by 3x equals 5. Always check. 3 times 5 minus 2, that's 3 times 3, which is 9. Correct! Now, translating real-world problems into equations. This is where many candidates lose marks, not because they can't do the maths, but because they misread the question. The WJEC mark scheme specifically rewards candidates who set up the equation correctly, even if there's a small arithmetic error later. So always write down your equation before you start calculating. For example, a cinema charges £8 for adults and £5 for children. A family pays £31 in total. If there are two adults, how many children are there? Set it up. 2 times 8 plus 5 cell equals 31. That's 16 plus 5 cells equals 31. Subtract 16 to 5 cell equals 15. Divide by 5 cells equals 3. There are 3 children. Notice how writing the equation first makes the whole thing much cleaner. Let's talk about data interpretation: tables, charts, and graphs. The key skills here are reading values accurately, identifying trends, and making comparisons. When you're reading a bar chart, always check the scale on the y-axis first. It doesn't always start at 0, and if you miss that, your reading will be completely wrong. For pie charts, remember that the full circle represents 360 degrees, which equals the total frequency. To find the angle for a category, divide its frequency by the total, then multiply by 360. To find a frequency from an angle, divide the angle by 360, then multiply by the total. When describing trends in a line graph, use comparative language. Increase steadily, decreased sharply, remained approximately constant. Examiners want precise language, not vague descriptions. Finally, ratio and percentage. These come up constantly in context questions. For ratio, to share a quantity in a given ratio, add the parts together to find the total number of parts, then divide the quantity by that total to find the value of one part, then multiply by each ratio number. For example, share 60 pounds in the ratio 2 to 3. Total parts, 2 plus 3 equals 5. One part, 60 pounds, divided by 5 equals 12 pounds. First share, 2 times 12 pounds equals 24 pounds. Second share, 3 times 12 pounds equals 36 pounds. Check. 24 pounds plus 36 pounds equals 60 pounds. Correct. For percentage problems, the most important formula to memorize is percentage equals part divided by whole multiplied by 100. To find a percentage of an amount, convert the percentage to a decimal and multiply. For example, 35% of 240, 0.35 times 240 equals 84. For percentage increase or decrease, use new value equals original times the multiplier. A 20% increase means multiplying by 1.2. A 15% decrease means multiplying by 0.85. Right, let's talk exam strategy. These tips are gold. Number one, always show you're working. The WJEC mark scheme awards method marks. That means even if your final answer is wrong due to an arithmetic slip, you can still earn marks for the correct method. A blank page earns nothing. A page with working earns something, even with a wrong answer. Number two, read the question twice. Underline or highlight the key information. So many candidates solve for the wrong variable or answer a slightly different question to the one asked. The mark scheme is very specific about what's required. Number three, check your answer by substitution. For equations, always substitute your answer back into the original equation. For ratio and percentage problems, check your parts add up to the total. This takes 20 seconds and can save you a mark. Number four, don't forget units. If the question asks for a cost in pounds, write the pound sign. If it asks for a distance in kilometers, write kilobarate. Missing units in context questions can cost you a mark, and the mark scheme is explicit about this. Number five, use estimation to check plausibility. Before you move on, ask yourself, does this answer make sense? If you're calculating someone's weekly wage and you get 50,000 pounds, something has gone wrong. A quick estimate keeps you grounded. Common mistakes to watch for? Adding before multiplying, always check bid mass, forgetting to expand brackets before solving equations, misreading the scale on a graph, and in ratio questions, forgetting to add the parts together before dividing. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what does bid mass stand for? Pause. Brackets, indices, division, multiplication, addition, subtraction. Question two, solve 4x minus 3 equals 17. Pause. Add 3 to both sides. 4x equals 20. Divide by 4x equals 5. Question 3. Share 90 pounds in the ratio 1 to 2. Pause. Total parts, 3. One part, 30 pounds. Shares are 30 pounds and 60 pounds. Question 4. What is 40% of 350? Pause. 0.4 times 350 equals 140. Question 5. What is the formula for finding a percentage? Pause. Part divided by whole multiplied by 100. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you struggle with any, go back and reread that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with the 5 most important things to take away from today. 1. Bidmas is non-negotiable. Always apply the correct order of operations. 2. When solving equations, do the same operation to both sides and always check by substituting back. 3. In context problems, write the equation before you calculate. Method marks are there for the taking. 4. In data questions, check the scale, use precise language, and show your reading clearly. 5. For ratio and percentage, always find the value of one part first. And don't forget units in your final answer. You've got this. These skills are learnable, and with practice, they become second nature. Keep working through past papers, show all you're working, and remember, every mark counts. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.